book of Ruth, chapter number 1, verse number 19, very familiar portion of Scripture here. Book of Ruth, chapter 1, verse number 19. Bible said, "So they went until they come to Bethlehem. And it come to pass, when they were come to Bethlehem, that all the city was moved about them. And they said, Is this Naomi? And she said unto them, Call me not Naomi, call me Mara, for the Almighty hath dealt very bitterly with me. I went out full, and the Lord hath brought me home again empty. Why then call ye me Naomi, seeing the Lord hath testified against me, and the Almighty hath afflicted me? So Naomi returned, and Ruth the Moabitess, her daughter-in-law, with her, which returned out of the country of Moab, and they come to Bethlehem in the beginning of barley harvest." Amen. I want to read that verse number 19 again. "So they went until they come to Bethlehem, and it come to pass that when they were come to Bethlehem, that all the city was moved about them, and they said, Is this Naomi?" Amen. Would you stretch your hand this way? Pray that the Lord would touch us for just a little bit. Right here tonight. Precious Lord and loving Savior, God, we realize that we are nothing without You. We realize that we can do nothing without You. I pray that You would place Your hand upon us tonight. God, let us be obedient unto the voice of Thee. God, I pray right now that You touch every ear that's here. God, I pray that You continue, Lord, to abide with us. Oh, Lord, stay right here among us, we pray. God, we want to thank You that You're already here. We want to thank You for the needs that You've already met, the lives that You've already touched. We pray that You'd continue to move in this service, for we are thankful and grateful unto You for all of Your many mighty and wonderful blessings. And it's in the name of Jesus that we do pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Read a very familiar scripture here. Amen. In the book of Ruth. Amen. What I feel like is on my heart, maybe we'll just say just a little bit. I know the Lord's already moved around here. Amen. But I feel like saying just a little bit, if You'll help us right here tonight. Amen. We read a very familiar story. Amen. About Naomi and her husband, their two sons that lived in Bethlehem. Amen. And we know that that means the house of bread. Amen. And they decided, because that there was a famine in the land. Amen. We know what a famine is. It's a lack of food. Amen. It's a drought. It's a dry time when there is no crops. Amen. When there is no food to eat. Amen. There's not much in the city. Amen. It's just a hard time to live in. I remember my grandmother. She told me and has told me and talked about it different times. Amen. They lived during the period, amen, of this country. Amen. When they rationed different things. And I forgot what the Great Depression, I think, is what they called it. Amen. Just a hard time for people. It didn't mean that there was nothing in America. Amen. It just meant that it was a hard time. Amen. They tell me, and we can read about and learned in school, that a lot of people in that time committed suicide, amen, because it was so rough. Amen, times were just so hard. Amen, and no doubt this Naomi and her family, amen, I'm sure they was having it hard. Amen, but we must agree from, amen, her own testimony. Amen, Brother Solomon, that they was not without anything. Amen, for Naomi said this, she said, "I went out full. Amen. And the Lord hath brought me home again empty. poverty. Amen. It might have been a famine in the land. Amen. And me and my husband talked about it. Amen. Me and my children thought about it. Amen. It was a grievous time. Amen. It was a time of famine. Amen. It was a drought. Amen. It was a hard time. Amen. It was a time when it seemed like amen, wilderness here. Amen. Dry space there. Amen. Not much in the cupboard. Amen. But Naomi, when she come back, testified. Amen. She said, I went out full. Amen. But the Lord hath brought me home again. Amen. Empty. Amen. If the Lord help us, amen, for just a little bit, I want to talk to us, amen, about, is this Naomi? Amen. Is this Naomi? When she come back, Brother Jerry, the Bible said that all the city was moved about. Amen. For this was Naomi, that pleasant one. Amen. That fair one. Amen. That's what they named her. That's what her name meant. Amen. Pleasant or fair. Amen. Or beautiful to look upon. Amen. No doubt she was thought well of in the city. Amen. For everybody knew her, Brother Solomon. And all the city was moved about. Amen. When she made her journey back home. Amen. No doubt in church services. Amen. You would find her doing just that. Amen. Sister Sharon was doing tonight. Amen. Worshiping and praising. Amen. Magnified in the name of Jesus. Amen. Getting in the service. Amen. Glorified in the name of Christ. Amen. Lifting up the name of her Savior. Amen. But when she comes back, amen, the church services, amen, it's no longer praising. Amen. It's no longer getting in, Brother Jerry. Amen. We see her sitting back there. Amen. With her head down. Amen. And they say, raise your hands. Amen. Let's praise the Lord. Amen. And she just drops her hand. Amen. And all the city asks this question. Amen. Is this Naomi? That ain't the one I used to know. That ain't the one that that used to be. Amen. I'm here to tell us, amen, in this life, amen, it has a way, amen, of taking something out of us. Amen. And sometimes, amen, somebody might say, is that Brother Jay? Is that Brother Jody? Amen. He don't act like them. He don't act like he used to. Amen. I'm here to tell us, sir, amen, life has a way. Amen. The devil has a way. Amen. Of bringing things in our life. Amen. That sounds. Amen. The move of God and the fire of God and the grace of God right out of our hearts. Amen. Help me preach just a little bit. I feel the good Holy Ghost. Amen. I feel the good Holy Ghost. Help me right now, Lord. Amen. No doubt, Brother Solomon, at one time, amen, if the Lord come in this building, amen, like He come here tonight, amen, there wouldn't be a hand, amen, down on the pew. Amen. There wouldn't be a voice silent. Amen. There wouldn't be an eye. Amen. It wasn't welling up with tears. Amen. Or a heart. Amen. That wasn't overfilled with joy. Amen. But life has come. Amen. Hard things and bad things. Amen. It's happened unto Naomi. Amen. Maybe it was her disobedience. Amen. Or whatever. Amen. But we find this one. Amen. This fair one. This pleasant one. Amen. This beautiful one. Amen. That used to worship so graciously. Amen. Now we see her. And all the city is saying, that ain't the Naomi that I know. Amen. That ain't the one that I know that used to, amen, to seek the Lord. Amen. That used to be the first one, amen, that troubled the water, amen, that used to be the first one, amen, to testify, itching to testify, amen, ready to testify, amen, couldn't wait to get a chance, amen, by me to tell us, we need to get Naomi back, amen. Naomi comes, and she says, no, I'm not present anymore, I've got troubles, I've got trials, I've got tears, I've got sorrow. I've got problems. I've got trials. Amen. I'm here to tell us, in your trial, in your hardship, you can still be a Naomi. You can still have the fire of God. I want Naomi back.
Oh, help me preach a little while. When God created Adam in the Garden of Eden, amen, the Bible said that He created all these things,
right,
and He made man, amen, in their image. God said, let us make man in our image. And in the cool of the day, every day, amen, He'd come down, Brother Mike, and walk with them, commune with them, yep, amen, talk with them, amen. And God stepped back, and He looked over all of His creation, and He said, it is very good. Even no doubt Adam had a smile on his face. He even had everything that he needed. Even no doubt he felt good, Brother Jerry. Even as he partook of God's fruit, he even ate of it and it nourished his body. Even it filled his heart. Even every day he longed. Even in just a few hours, even God's going to visit us. Even the Lamb of God is going to walk in the midst of this garden. I can't wait. Even it's getting closer. It's almost time. Even, but after a while, when they partook of the forbidden fruit, even it come time for God even to walk in the garden. Even Adam went jumping up this time and saying, here I am. Even tell me some more. Even speak to my heart. Even, but he's hiding. Even in the midst of the trees. Even I'm here to tell us what's happening. Is this that very good creation? Even no sir. Even now he's shameful. Now his neck and his lip appear. Even I'm here to tell us, let's get the first Adam back. Even let's get Naomi back. You might have went out. Even you might have got discouraged. Even Bethlehem is still there. Help me preach a little bit. Oh, would you help me preach a little while? Naomi goes out of the house of bread. And she's coming back, Brother Jerry.
Come on,
I lost my husband.
Come on.
Lost my two boys.
Touching you.
And I left and I had plenty when I left. Might not have had everything that I wanted.
Come on, Brother.
Might not have had everything that I ever desired. Amen, but I was full.
Yes.
Might not have had everything that I ever thought about. I was full in my heart. I had plenty. Amen. They called me beautiful. They called me blessed. Amen. When I was in church, amen, they all looked up to me, Brother Mike. Amen. But now I'm coming back, and no doubt, amen, not only does she, amen, look different in her heart, amen, but I believe outwardly, Brother Mike, amen, that she is aged. Amen. I believe the wrinkles are appearing. Amen. You know, when we worry so much, amen, and we fret so much, and we go through things in this life, it takes our toll, even not only inside. Even the people can look at us and tell they're facing something. Even they're going through it. Ain't the one that used to look like. Even they look differently. What is it, Naomi? Don't call me Naomi. I'm Mara. I'm bitter inside. I've got problems inside. I've got a wall inside. I've got a hindrance in there. Hey, Naomi, let's go to church. I want you to be pleasant again. I want you to worship again. Hey, church, let me tell you, you can get your name back. You can get your rejoicing back tonight. Oh, help me preach, Holy Ghost. Help me preach, Holy Ghost. Jeremiah said it like this. The Lord planted you a noble vine, holy, a right seed, grand in appearance. Beautiful, stately to look upon.
Come on, Brother Jerry.
Then Jeremiah looked again, and the Bible said this, how then art thou turned into the degenerate plant of a strange vine unto me? You used to be producing fruit, bearing fruit, but now you're degenerate. That means you're not generating anything.
Right, right.
Doing just the opposite. Amen. People used to look at that tree and say, that's blessed by God. I see the fruits. I see the joy. I see the grace. I see the goodness. Even I see the power and the countenance of God. Even would you bear with me, church? I feel like the Lord, even is dealing with some hearts right here. Even do you remember that time? Even when you was Naomi. Even when nothing could hold you back. Even it didn't matter what you was facing. Even if the power of God moved in the service. Even it was going to pull you up. Even right out of every problem. Right out of every trial. Every sickness. Even every wall. Every hindrance. Even you was just ready. Even in this same time. Even this famine time. I'd be safe to say it ain't the first famine that Naomi ever seen. Even but it's the first one that made her leave the house of God. It's the first one that made her forsake her worship. It's the first famine, even it made her stay down. Even I'm here to tell us, church, you've rose above it before. You can do it again in the power of God, in the power of Christ. I want to see you come out. I want to see you rejoice. I want to see Naomi testify again.
Come on.
Give the Holy Ghost.
Come on,
give the Holy Ghost. Help me preach, Holy Ghost.
Help me, Lord.
Whole city's moved, Brother Solomon.
Come on, brother.
They've not come out to stone her.
No.
They've not come out to poke fun at her.
Come on, brother.
Say, why'd you leave Bethlehem?
Right.
They're glad to see you.
Right, right.
Feel the good Holy Ghost. God didn't come in the garden, stone at Jesus didn't go to that well that day to stone that woman.
Come on. Preaching, Lord.
He come in the cool of the garden to help Adam. To encourage Eve. He already knew what they had done, Brother Solomon. He already knew that they had partook of that fruit. But do you see the love of God yet anyway?
Right, right.
As he walks in the cool of the garden.
Lord, touch me with joy.
Adam!
Come on.
Adam!
Yeah.
Wherefore art thou, Adam?
Yeah.
Lord, I was afraid and I hid myself. Why was you afraid? Because I was naked.
Come on,
who
brother.
Told thee that thou wast naked? Have you eaten of that fruit which I told you not to eat of? Even if you discouraged me, even if you disobeyed me, Adam. And he said, the woman which thou gavest me, even she gave to me and I did eat. Even but we see a God, even we see a Savior, even that already knew that their nakedness and their shame and their degeneration was there. But he come anyway. He's wanting to bring me back. He's going to call them again. He goes so far as to slay a beast and to clothe them. Even why? I want you beautiful again. I want you clothed in my grace again. Even I'm telling you, friend, even God come by and touch your heart for one reason. He wants that fire burning in your heart again. I feel the Holy Ghost. Naomi. I don't know what she's thinking, Brother Gary. Maybe in her heart, Brother Solomon.
Come on, brother.
That enemy saying, yeah, they're making fun of you. They see how you've aged.
Come on.
They see you by yourself. They know what you've been going through.
Come on.
And she puts up that wall immediately.
Right, right.
Call me, Naomi. You know I don't look like Naomi, Homie Mara. We ain't against you. We're saying, Naomi, you can be Naomi
right,
again.
Right.
I'm saying you can be blessed again, Naomi. Come on, let's go back to church. Come on, I'm bitter. You know I'm bitter. I'm mad. You know I'm mad. I'm hurt. You know I'm hurt. I'm hurt inside. I'm sorry. You know I am. Amen. You've just come to make fun of me. No. Amen. We're not Job's comforters. Amen. I'm telling you, Naomi, I want you back. Amen. Not only in Bethlehem, I want Naomi back. Amen. No doubt there's some here tonight. Amen. You're back in church, but you're not back yet. Help me a little while. I feel the good Holy Ghost. Amen. I'm telling us, we don't want you just in the building. We want your heart back. We want your soul back. We want your fire back. We want the presence of God back in your heart again.
Come on,
feel the Holy Ghost. God's a dealing with some.
Come on, brother.
God's a dealing.
Come on. Come on, brother.
We're glad you're back, Naomi. Come on, go to church with us. No, I'm bitter.
Yeah. Touch him, Lord.
Just being in Bethlehem ain't enough. Naomi. This ain't Naomi. Naomi don't talk like that. Naomi don't act like that. Naomi's in there somewhere. Where is she? I know she's in there. Ain't that what Paul's doing to Timothy? I know it's in there. I know it's in there. You're the Holy Ghost. I said, I know it's in there. I know it's in there, Brother Paul. I know it's in there. You're the Holy Ghost. Help me preach a little while. Oh, come out, Naomi. Come out, Naomi. Come out of church. Come out. That's it. Come out. Even of that hindrance, I said, come out of that coldness. I said, come out of that dark place and let the Spirit of God move in your soul again.
Touch it,
God. Touch it, God. Feel the Holy Ghost here.
Touch it, Lord.
Yalla no ho, yalla no, yalla no ho, yalla no. Holy, yalla no ho, yalla no, yalla no ho, yalla no. They're so close to her, Brother Solomon, she hears them. Is this Naomi?
Come on.
I feel like Brother Mike is standing right in front of them. They've got her talking a little bit. And they're saying, is this
right,
Naomi? Come on. First word used to come out of your mouth was hallelujah. And now she's talking bitter, you know.
Right.
Talking about other things. And they're saying, is this Naomi?
Come on, Brother Joe.
No. What happened to me? Did Moab do that to me?
Come on.
Oh, Naomi. I know you can do better now.
Yes.
Oh, Naomi.
Come on,
call me Naomi.
Come on.
Naomi's gone. She's gone. She died when I left. And they kept on at her, brother. No. I ain't going to take that for an answer. No. Naomi's still in there. Amen. No doubt some of them got to praying, Brother Mike. And it wasn't long till God moved. Amen. And Ruth married Boaz. Amen. And Boaz had a son. Amen. And his name was Obed. Amen. In the next picture we see of Naomi. Amen. She's in the church again. Amen. She's holding a baby up high. Amen. She said, let me testify. I'm not Mara. No, sir. No, no, no. I'm not bitter. No, no. Amen. The devil might have had me for a while. He beat me down. Amen. But Naomi's in there. Amen. And it's coming out. Amen. I'll tell her, sir. It's in there. Amen. Why don't you let it come out? Why don't you let God do a work in your life?
Preach him, Lord. Touch him, God.
Help me preach
him. Come on, Brother Jody. Touch him, God.
Feel like God's wanting to help some.
Yes.
No.
Come
no.
on.
Hey, to Naomi, I know.
Come on.
No. No. No, Roger. Hey, to Naomi, I know. No. No, I ain't to Adam, I know.
Come on.
Would the real Adam please stand up?
Come on,
Help me, church. I'm just trying to preach to you from my heart. There's been times in my life, Sister Sharon, somebody said, "That ain't Brother Joe." I was going through it, Brother Jerry. And they're saying, "That ain't him. Testify." I might stand up, you know, I love the Lord.
Yeah.
And they weren't saying that to not me. They knew that ain't like him. That ain't like him. And I'm glad somebody said, "Real? Brother Jody, would you please stand up? Put that Mara down in its place and let Naomi speak again. Amen. Would you stand with us for just a little while? Amen. I don't feel like the Lord's done here tonight. Amen. Would you listen to me just a little bit? Amen. Some of you, amen, need to have that power. Amen. Move on you once again. Amen. That touch of God. Amen. That refreshing, renewing. Amen. Restirring, rekindling touch. Amen. The power of God in your heart. Amen. I'm trying to tell you, Timothy. Amen. Stir it up. It's in there. I know it is. Get a hold of it, son. Amen. It's stirring right now. While they sing, come on up here. All of you that want Naomi to speak,
come on.
Come on up here.
Come
on up here. Oh, don't stay there. Don't stay
there.
Oh, don't stay there. You know you want to come. Amen. While they sing, come on. Come on. Who's going to break the ice? Amen. Come on. Don't you miss it. Oh, don't you miss it. Hear me now.
Come on, Roger.
Don't you miss the sweetness of the Holy Ghost. Amen. As He does more than just touch it. Amen. But when He gave you victory.
Yes.
When you left the church, amen, alive and full of faith. Come on up here. Amen. Everyone that will, what about it? Come on. Come on, Naomi. It's about time for you to come back. Come on. You're here. Amen. Why don't you just come back in your heart? Come back in your soul.
Storms of life.
Come on, church.
Please go in. All the sinking sand.
Oh.
I was building on.
Let Naomi speak again. Please.
But now
Lord,
I found a new foundation. The solid rock of Christ's salvation. Piece by piece. Jesus.
Oh, what about it, church?
Me home.
Oh, son.
Piece by
amen.
Piece.
Let's gather in and pray with thee. Oh, we've got some Naomi's that need to speak again. Not Mara. Not that hurt. Not that bitterness. Not that jealousy. Not that coldness. Not that slackness. Not that slothfulness. But that fervent fire that burned in your heart. Ask God to let it burn again. Ask God to let it burn again.
So if your house is wrecked and shattered, all the pieces torn and scattered, please turn around. There's hope for you. Just return back where you started.
Come on, friend.
Jesus means the brokenhearted, peace by peace.
Give a good Holy Ghost.
Jesus will.
Oh, why don't you go ahead? Say, God, bring me back.
Peace by peace.
Bring me back, not just in this building.
Bring me back together, Jesus.
Oh, in my heart.
Peace by peace.
I want that fire back. Oh, I want that nearness back. Oh, I want that closeness back. Come on, Brother Paul. Come on, Brother Paul. Come on, Brother Paul. Oh, I say, Brother Paul. Oh, come on, church. Come on, church. Oh, remember. Remember the times when the sweet power of God, even, oh, it can
and it burned in our heart and in our bosom so warmly. Holy.
To the moving of the Holy Ghost.
Oh, it didn't take much, and it didn't take long. Oh, for me to be lost in the presence of the good Holy Ghost.
And
over time, things have happened, Lord. Oh, that
Jesus
seems like it takes me longer now. And sometimes I never even get in. Sometimes
Jesus
I never even get to that place. Or I get lost in the presence of the Holy Ghost. Oh, and I went home too many times in my heart. Oh, wishing, wondering, oh, longing that I was the one. God, I pray you take me back. Oh, to where it's Naomi that speaks. Oh, to where I'm glad when the Lord decides to walk in my garden. Back to the place where I'm ready to receive Him and hear His wonderful words, His great encouragement, oh, His precious instruction. Praise God. Oh, that's right. Come on, church, let's pray. Oh, let's pray. Oh, let's pray from our heart for just a little while. Oh, do more than just kneel down up here. Let's tell God our heart. I want to be back. I want to be back. Oh, let's gather in if you're through and pray with these. Amen. Let's help them. Oh, let's encourage them. Oh, let's push them. Oh, hallelujah. Let's help them. Oh, push them. Oh, God, we need that same Spirit moving on us. Oh, we need that same Spirit moving on us. Oh, Lord, take me back to that first love where nothing stood in between me and my Lord. Oh, bring me back even to that first love. Amen, where it's God and God alone. Praise God. Whatever it is that has hindered us, oh, let's pray through over it tonight. Oh, we all face hindrances. We all face hindrances, every one of us. Every one of us, and we'll face more. But this is the way we overcome them, church. This is the way we overcome them. Praise God. Oh, just by praying it through. Just by praying it through. Oh, just by praying it through. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, friends. Amen. Let's have an old time. Offer service when we pray through. Praise God. I mean, when we pray all the way through. Amen. Can we feel victory in our hearts? One more time. Oh, that's right. Help me tonight, Lord.